Opening bell on Wall Street, off to a good solid start this morning. The Dow right now is up 350 points. S&P is up 39. I'm Bob Clark. It's now time for our stock and business update today, sponsored by Cetera Advisors Network. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, the market's rebounding again last week for a second week in a row. This Friday, though, is April Fool's Day. So the question is this a sucker's rally, or should we be jumping in with both feet right now? What's our confidence level?
My brother-in-law's birthday is on April Fool's Day. I don't know about that.
No kidding.
So, I'm not kidding, Nikki's brother. Well, anyways, inflation, you know, stocks like inflation, Bob, and we're seeing this market being up for the fourth straight day. Again, Wall Street media would lead you to believe that this rally is for real, but again, what they say about bond funds is that they're really to be safe investments and that you need a 60-40 split between equities and bonds. That strategy has actually worked for the last few decades, but now, Bob, we're exposed to these higher interest rates. We're seeing higher inflation rate, higher than 40 years of inflation. Again, fixed income securities are now paying a negative rate of return. So is the stock market. The stock market is still down for the year. And long-term bond index, Bob, would you believe, is down 10% year-to-date. That's the worst performance in 40 years.
Yeah, there are a lot of headwinds for the bond markets, no question about it. And we now have the worst bear market in long-term bonds in 40 years, coinciding with the highest inflation in 40 years, as you've noted. So how are the two factors linked?
Well, let's just thank the Federal Reserve monetary policy that's been the perfect storm for bonds. We haven't seen that in nearly four decades. Basically, Jay Powell's monologue about raising interest rates 0.25% and increasing the Fed funds rate. But again, there's no stopping the money printing on the Fed. Again, we're seeing 30-year home mortgage rates now, Bob, would you believe, at 4.5%. And this bear market in bonds is far from over.
All right, so how can you be so sure?
Well, don't listen to what the Fed says, Bob. Watch what they do. Again, the major brokerage houses claim that the Fed fund rate will be it by the end of the year at 2.75% by the end of the year. Again, that's 0.25% so far. But again, we still think that the Fed doesn't have the stomach to get it done. Again, Bob, you have to look at what's happening. The first Tuesday in November is right around the corner, and that's the day the members of the House and Senate will get their job performance review by their constituents. Again, it looks like things, the way things are right now, a lot of them might be unemployed by the election day.
Well, it sounds like you're saying that they're raising interest rates to where they actually need to be to make a big difference is too political and the fastest way for politicians to find themselves unemployed in November.
You got it. Don't listen to the Wall Street media about the Fed being hawkish or dovish, Bob. You know what I think. It's just a bunch of chicken hawks, and invest accordingly.
Well, how does one capitalize from this chaos brought on by the Fed?
Allocate your investments that benefit from higher prices. Companies that have pricing power. Of course, we talked about stock market likes inflation. So look at companies that have pricing power. Energy, electricity, food, gas, the necessities of life, even metals. Again, we've seen gold down today, but you know we'll see that just a temporary pullback. Again, oil's down below $100 a barrel. But this new Green Deal, we won't hear our legislators will now be talking about price controls, Bob. Mm-hmm. And the legislators in Washington will also be talking about windfall profit taxes and subsidies to quell inflation. And, Bob, you know how these strategies work out.
Well, yeah, I mean, price controls historically have never worked. They just drive up prices even more, and it's the middle class that ends up and lower class that ends up suffering the most. Why wouldn't they just ask Texas and North Dakota to pump more oil instead of New Mexico and countries that would do us harm like Iran, Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia?
Yes, New Mexico. We're one of the largest oil producers here in the United States, so let us pump some more oil, Governor. Again, that makes too much sense. We've now into the silly season where a pot of gold will be under every rainbow.
All right, Pavlos, tell our listeners how they can reach you and your team.
Reach us here locally, 828-4068. And again, if our listeners would like to go to our Actionable Tax Planning Seminar, it's going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It features CPA and Babson College Professor Emeritus Chris Hennessy. He'll be our speaker, and he'll be taking questions for at least 30 minutes. Again, just go to our website, My Financial Sense. Go to the Events tab, and you can sign up. And lastly, I'll mention Securities Investment Advisor Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Go United. They're undefeated, Bob. Would you believe that? We play Oakland tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the lab.
All right. Very good, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.